Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business,
Sean, can you hear me?
Already fucked.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bear Dome.
Too crazy.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. Will you take a grill tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Even if it takes all night.
Hey, I love this shit. Hey, man, this is the show, the flyest goddamn radio show for real motherfucking men or motherfuckers that want to become real men. This is the flyest show ever. I'm getting it proved to me over and over and over. I'm your goddamn host, Rosebud motherfucking Bitterdells. And my show is it's just becoming more and more popular. Because shit, I always give it to you straight. Straight Mac with no back, you know, like I drank my cognac. And all you motherfuckers know I got qualifications. I earned a master's, two BAs, a PhD in charging bitches. Come on, let's face it, I'm the shit. You know, and if you really want to get what I got, just keep fucking with me because I'm finna go to the stratosphere with this shit now. I got my SWU going. Now, it's just about halfway full. I don't want to deal with more than 50. I got about 30 right now. But what I'm saying, at the beginning of the year, we're going to really go. SWU will be actually open. And all the enrolled motherfuckers going to be getting this game. Now, I want to talk about a couple of things before I get into the show. Now, first, I'm sure you motherfuckers heard this nigga Sinful talking all this crazy, not crazy, whatever shit he got to say about me. Let me tell you guys something. First and foremost, whatever me and Sinful had going, whatever. But I'm not a guy that's trying to be a YouTube sensation. I'm not trying to make money on YouTube. So let's get that straight. The reason if you notice, I've only been on YouTube maybe 2 months. But that's because you only been seeing my shit for 2 months. I've had a YouTube channel for 3.5 years. But I didn't fuck with it because I wasn't ready to fuck with it. I told you guys, you got to be able to plan long range. Now, when I started my group and you guys started listening to me and shit, you know, and then I came up with that, not my group, when I started my course and you guys started listening to me and shit, I realized then that it's going to be very difficult for me to do what my plan was, which if you know me, you know I went to school. You know I wanted to be a teacher. Shit happened and I couldn't be one. So I wasn't going to just waste all that money and then just, you know, have degrees. No, I figured out a way for me to win. This is why you guys got to respect me because I ain't going to lose. I knew them Peckerwoods wasn't going to. Hey, I had a felony in 1983. Ain't had no dealings with the police since then, and them motherfuckers used that as a reason to not give me a teaching credential. So, okay, fuck it. I had everything expunged, all this shit. I did everything. I went through everything you could suggest. But I couldn't get the credential, so I couldn't teach in California. So I started the confidence course because my plan was to actually get people to do what I'm doing, getting ready to do next year, being like a university type situation, and fucking learn okay? But I immediately saw that if these motherfuckers ain't got no game, so how can I talk to them? How can I make them understand me, where I'm coming from, and understand how important this shit is to them? And that's where that confidence course came from. But in reality, that confidence course is simply lacing you with the game you're going to need to kick it with me in this group. And this is how far, this is how long range I plan. Because I'm an old nigga, and I know shit take time to develop. And if you ain't got everything in line, your shit ain't going to go the way you want it to go. So what I'm really saying to you is that my long-term goal is to have you motherfuckers actually being not like me, but like me in the extent you don't have to think. You don't have to think about what to fucking do. You don't have to think about what to say. Everything comes naturally to you. Just like if I, just like if I was an NBA ball player, the only way I made it is because my moves are natural. My moves, I don't have to think I better pivot here and turn around and then jump. I don't think like that if I'm an actual NBA ball player. All I know is I want to score, so I make the moves to score. Who knows what I'm going to do? This is how you supposed to be. This is how you are supposed to think about your confidence. Because believe me, bro, I ain't thinking of shit. I keep telling you motherfuckers, yeah, arsenal this, arsenal that. Yeah, you got to do that when you ain't got no fucking game. But once you guys understand, because even though you've taken the whole course, you still aren't going to understand the intricacies of what's needed. That's why the group is going to be so dope. Because now I'm going to get to go into the intricacies. I'm going to get to use my YouTube videos to kick it with you and only you. My YouTube channel is for SWU. I was learning the ins and outs of it, and I was just fucking with it. And people thought I was trying to, I guess, become a sensation. Man, I don't need that shit for my money. I'm an OG with a full-fledged plan, and I'm living my motherfucking plan. And if you be honest, you're getting to see it. So, I know obstacles are a motherfucker. All I know, more than anything, is that my course and my group is constituting Sidewalk University. And when them motherfuckers, my alumni, get done with this semester of fucking shit that I'm going to have them doing and thinking, you guys going to want to get, all you motherfuckers going to want to get in it. Because these motherfuckers that's in this group is going to learn how to not think about this shit. Because there is a way. And I didn't give it up in the course. But in the course, I told you in part three, hey, I'm not done. I got more. Because I plan long range. That's the game I play now, long range game. I ain't looking for tomorrow's rewards. I'm looking for next year's rewards. The year after that rewards. Because this is how I'm going to, you know, if you guys get the course and come to the group, you'll get to be this way. Because if you don't, all you going to do is fall for the okey-doke. Because Simple in his shit is so fucking weak. He kept calling me goddamn John. Somebody called me and told me the shit. He kept calling me John. He kept saying how to, man, come on, man. Everybody know my name, John Dixon. Everybody know I'm married. So what the fuck is he telling them? But did you motherfuckers know the shit I told you about that punk? No, you didn't. So what I'm saying is roasting a nigga. He even got that twisted. How can you roast a motherfucker telling people shit about that motherfucker they already know? You can't do it. So unless he tells you something that's true, of course, that you don't know about me. He can't roast me. This is why I told him from Jump Street, I would love to see you roast me, man. Because I knew he can't. Because I ain't got nothing he could roast me about. Period. Okay. Now, I didn't say all that shit. I didn't got that shit off my chest. So let's just go into tonight. You know, I'm sure all you guys want is the answers that I have for you, which are real from experience. So, shit, let's get with it. Damn near you motherfuckers on here. I don't want to be talking. I ain't going to be talking about sinful. I don't give a fuck what that nigga doing. I just want to clarify some shit I did hear that he said, whatever. I'll be talking about what I'm doing because that's how OG Real really roll. You know, I take what I want from life. Why? Because it's my life. It's my fucking life. And I'm taking what I fucking want from it. Ain't nobody giving me shit. I don't want nobody to give me shit. Now, I will, if I want to, give some of what I got to a motherfucker who need it. But I'm not obligated. So let's get that straight. I don't owe no motherfucker shit. Even if you buy my shit, I don't owe you shit because all I'm giving you is what I'm telling you. All I'm selling you is what I'm telling you. There's no magic potion. If you're going to put the work in and do what you're supposed to do, you're going to get the results. As simple as that. If you do what you're supposed to do, you will get the results. Now, if you guys want to call in and kick it with me, because believe me, man, I'm doing a lot of shit, and I'm not going to sit up here and just, you know, talk to y'all if you ain't kicking it with me, because that's what this group is about. We kicking it with each other. I'm not going to be the center of attention. I might be the teacher or the instructor, but I still ain't going to be the center of attention. I want you motherfuckers to understand that if you don't claim your attention, you ain't getting none. So if you're happy not getting attention, then stay quiet, motherfuckers. You know, last week, damn near every week, but anyway, last week, you know, we got into it concerning the game and shit. I hope you didn't, you know, think the shit was going to stop because I'm finna go into the school mode. No, fellas, this station is for us. I'm claiming it. You claim it. And this is where we can really kick it. That's why I got the fucking station. I really want to kick it with you motherfuckers. I don't want to be the only motherfucker in the goddamn country that knows the shit I know. But what I do want, I want to be sure that the motherfuckers that I'm talking to know the shit that I know. So that I can be talking to the motherfuckers that deserve to hear the shit I know. This is about being real. Rosebud is about being real. I have no hatred for no motherfucker. I have hatred for perpetrators, but I don't actually hate them. I just hate perpetrating. So when I see it, I attack it. I do. And yes, I'm angry. I'm all this goddamn shit. So fucking what? Why are you going to listen to how angry I am? Because there's one thing that you guys all should know. I done already did what the fuck I'm talking about. If it was about proving something, I done already proved it with motherfuckers that was out there. I don't have to prove shit to you motherfuckers on Facebook or in Twitter or Instagram or whatever the fuck. I've longed to have to prove shit to people, and I will starting January 2nd. I will have to prove to my alumni that shit that they bought wasn't all I had to give. I got to prove that goddamn shit. Do you think I'm afraid? Fuck no, because I'm not a liar. I'm not a fake. I'm not a motherfucker that's just saying some shit because I heard it and it sound cool. Like all these other fake motherfuckers.
sinful, fake ass. And that's why I got it that motherfucker. Wait a minute. I got to reschedule this shit. Yeah. Reschedule. Because it was about to turn me just a minute. Glad I saw this goddamn it, December 12th, 13th, Thursday on the 14th. Okay. I had the goddamn, I guess that's done. They was about to start me over, man. I was about to lose y'all. But any motherfucking way, what I'm really trying to get you to understand is that I am real. I try not to fake. I try my best to show each and every one of you motherfuckers. When I say something, of course, it sounds like I'm bragging. But it would only be bragging as if I didn't do it. Because what I actually be doing is showing you that fear is not in me. And if it's about failing, I'm going to fail in front of everybody. I'm not going to keep it to myself. But on the other hand, what about if I succeed? I'm succeeding in front of everybody. And everybody get to see that I'm a regular motherfucker that put plans together, long-range plans, and I deal with my plans. I don't let nobody sidetrack me. I don't let daily life sidetrack me. You see, I made all them videos about whatever I thought about that nigga, put all that shit on goddamn Facebook, whatever I thought about that nigga, and still was taking care of my goddamn business. Ain't nothing stopping me. And that's all I'm trying to get you motherfuckers to see. Nothing to stop you. So, I just hope you guys know. Let me ask you this. Do you know that there's more to having a woman than catching her? I mean, don't I have any motherfuckers asking any questions? I got too many people on here to not be having somebody that have questions. I don't give a fuck what your question is about. My goddamn it, I do not want to sit up here and talk to my goddamn self. Fuck it. I told you, I'm starting my god. Oh, shit. 616, motherfucker. Let me see what you want. What's up, man?
What's up, Mr. Bitter Dose?
Nothing, man. What's happening with you?
Nothing much. Just called to check in with you. I talked to you last week. And we was chopping it up, and we had a good time kicking it about this scenario and whatever. And I was just I fixed up my Facebook page. I put it up. I sent you a request. You answered back. And I just wanted to know what was the next step in the process towards enrolling.
In the group?
Yeah.
Well, all you got to do is send me the email that I sent you, the one that got the links to the course. If you don't have the course, you can't get in the group.
Oh, yeah, I got the course. I got the course.
Well, if you got the course, all you got to do, you got the whole course, all three parts? I'm talking about 1.0, 2.0, and 3.0?
Yeah.
Okay. All you got to do is there's a link. I'll put it on Facebook again. It's probably far down, and you ain't gonna really just automatically see it. But when the show is over tonight, I'll put a link up. That link is the link to the group, and that's where you can actually request. Now, I'm sure there's a way you could do it without what I'm saying, and that's just knowing that the name of the group is Council of Extraordinary Men, and You fucking find it and you just send a request to me. And if you actually, man, go through the channel that I'm telling you to go through, because in that way you can send me the email I sent you with the links of the course, because that's going to be your proof of purchase. And then once I see that, then I'll approve you and you automatically in. You ain't got to do nothing else.
Okay. So you want it's really simple.
I wanted it to be easier than it is. But the way we set it up at first, I used my own email, which was the wrong thing to do. If I had waited and used the email that it was going to tell me to use, we could do it the way I wanted to do it. But
the way it's set up now, you got to go through two steps instead of one step. And that first step is to get your email that I sent you with the course on it, and you send that to me. And when I see that, that's going to show me, oh, yeah, this dude did buy the shit. So I'm going to just automatically approve you. But make sure you answer those three questions.
Okay, yeah, that's what I want to know. Where was the three questions going to be at? That's going to be when
they're
going to
be right there.
Send you the information.
Hey, it's part of you asking to join. You got to answer them. If you don't answer them, I'm not going to let you join. But
right,
I'm saying
right,
it's part
right.
of joining. It's part of joining. So just get at it, man, all right?
All right.
All right, for sure. Okay. Now, that's dope, even though it wasn't what I wanted. That's dope, you know. See, to me, I think you guys need to understand some shit about catching a bitch. And the one thing you want to do when you catch a bitch, you want to keep her. You don't want to have to keep of course, a motherfucker like me wants to keep catching. But I'm saying a motherfucker like you, you should want to keep catching too. But not for the same reasons I want to keep catching. But my point is, the one thing that you need to remember when you're trying to catch a bitch, actually, let's say you was with her last night and y'all stayed together and looked like things is going. When you at that point, you kind of caught her, but you really haven't really caught her. She did go home with you. You did bust that pussy out. You did your thing, but you really haven't caught her. So what I'm saying is, when she goes home and you at your crib thinking about whatever, this is what you really need to think about. Whatever the fuck you showed her, whatever person you were that night, last night, when you caught her, that's what you have to continue to show her in the relationship if you want to keep her. Because what I'm saying is, a lot of you motherfuckers that act one way, whoop, catch the bitch, whoop, and then after you fuck her, you start going to being the real you and expect the bitch to still like you. If she was going to like the real you, she would have chose the real you. She chose the motherfucker you was acting like. So you got to continue acting like that. That's why it's best to be you. It's best to not do no faking whatsoever. See, I'm going to detail a lot of shit to this group. But to you motherfuckers, we just going to glaze over it. Because I want to see all of you motherfuckers grow old and prosperous. And the only way that's going to happen, for a lot of you, is to have a significant other to make you whole. I ain't mad with that. I got a significant other. I ain't mad at that. So don't have any type of trip about you being that type of person. I don't really think like that. But many of you do, and it's not necessarily a cupcake way to think. I don't think I need another person to make me whole. But I do know, since my wife is back with me, and my wife came back with me and brought everything with her, all her money, everything else, so I'll never go for no goddamn money. I go for the woman. She brought whatever she had. And what I'm saying is, I know this, and this is where I'm coming from. I don't think I need a woman to be whole, but I do know that when I was, bacheloring it, many nights, man, it ain't about being lonely. It's about the comfort of actually knowing you're not alone. And I'm saying, shit, the older you get, the more important that becomes for all kinds of reasons. You just don't want to be laying around alone in your old motherfucker like me. But that don't mean you're supposed to compromise your beliefs. That just means you got to stand stronger to your beliefs so that if it changed, like mine did change, my beliefs are intact. then either something changed on the other end, her end, or, you know, she's just accepting. I don't know which one it is, because that is not important to me. What's important is that it is. So you got to understand what I'm talking about. See, what I'm talking about is standing on your principles. You know, I say that shit. I made a bunch of little shows about standing on it. But you guys, I hear from you all, not each and every one of you. So I can't say this is true for each and every one of you. But it is. I know it is. See, you motherfuckers don't really understand standing on it. You understand it when I explain it. Oh, yeah, that he means, you know, stay true to what you say. You know, oh, yeah, yeah, but you don't understand standing on it, because the time that you need to stand on it, you don't even see that it's that time. You not only don't stand on it, you don't even know you should have stood on it. See, all of this kind of shit is what we're going to be going through in that group. I'm fucked up. I mean, I'm a conceited bastard, too. Come on, motherfucker. You know, I am a fucking conceited bastard. I don't give a fuck if you know it. If you don't know, you're going to know. Because I'm going to let you know. See, what I'm saying is, goddammit, think of this. What does this mean to you? If I asked you, are you down? Are you down, man? What does that mean? Somebody, come on. I ain't going to say shit until I get a couple of motherfuckers. 702, I see you. I got to get somebody else. I ain't going no further if you ain't going to answer my goddamn question. What's up, man?
Yeah, this is Rayfield.
Rayfield, what's happening?
Wow, that nigga sinful killed your ass on this. He's roasted your ass, nigga. What you going to do?
I ain't finna do shit, man. And if you thank them for roasting me, you must be a
fuck. Yeah, you done, nigga. He fucked you up, nigga. Shut up.
How can I be done? How can I be done when your ass is on my shelf? I'm saying the only way I could be done is if no motherfucker was on my shelf. So, you guys, you hear how simple people are? They get on the phone and say that shit, and that dude got off. He didn't even let me get at him. He is one of Sinful's listeners. You see, fellas, I ain't scared. I'm not no scary motherfucker. I don't just have people that agree with me on my motherfucking shit. That nigga could have came on here and wrote, maybe this might be another one. Come on, 786, what's up? Wait. There you go. 786, what's up?
Oh, yeah, man. What's up with it, man? What's up, bud?
Nice, man.
Yeah. Now, I heard it's simple shit, too, though. But we go to the question, though. You said, you know, what down mean? Down mean just mean is you with it. You know what I'm saying? You rolling with it.
Okay, I'm going to accept that. Let me ask you, not really. That's not really. It needs to be more thorough. But I think you're on the right track. But let me ask you something else. You heard simple shit. What you thought about that shit?
Man, he just put information that we already knew. Talk about, he married, you know, and just basically saying shit we already basically knew. You already stated you was married. You already said you already stated you had no desire to pimp no more. You already said that, you know, when you squared up, you know, you go get a square, bro. I mean, that's some shit we already knew. He wasn't really putting no information out there that, you know, people who really fuck with you didn't know. Now, probably to his listeners, you know what I'm saying, it probably might be new news. But to us, it's like, man, we already knew he was married. We already knew he got the game. Like, so that's how I took it.
Well, I mean, you know what? Let me tell you something, bro. I'm glad you called in. I'm glad you gave your opinion. Let me tell you something true. And this is why he pissed me off when he said he could roast me. There is nothing about me that my motherfucking listeners don't know. The only way you could roast a motherfucker is if he got something to hide and he's lying about shit. That's why I went so off on that motherfucker. Bring your ass on. You can't roast me. All you gonna say is I'm old. Every motherfucker know I'm old. All you gonna say is I'm married. Every motherfucker know I'm married. I mean, they can't tell you nothing but shit you already know, brother. You know, and I'm just being real. That's why I had no problems with it. That's why I ain't responding to it, because it ain't about shit. I told you hella shit about that nigga you motherfuckers didn't know, because you didn't think that about him. But you see, he saw. You see, he ain't got no fucking game. You see, all he do is read and do research so he can sound like he have game.
That nigga asked me
to tell him some stories about me and Shantae, and I start telling you some shit. You should have heard him. I had to get off the phone. It sounded like phone sex. This nigga was calm. I'm just being real, man.
Yeah, yeah, he flipped it. He going to flip, I guess, whatever story you told him about when you and Shantae, like, I don't know if y'all was in Chicago, and there was some guy, some peach stones, some black stones, and he talked about something, they ran you out.
Black Stone Rangers didn't run us out. What happened was Black Stone Rangers got one of Shantae's bitches, and they knocked Shantae off. And then when the nigga asked for the clothes, Shantae told the nigga to come get the motherfucking clothes, you know, and the nigga was talking about bring them. So, because he was a Blackstone Ranger, I guess he was a boss or something, he wanted us to bring. Nigga, we ain't bringing shit. So what I'm saying, I mean, Shantae said that. Then Shantae called me because the nigga was talking about some shit. And nigga, we ain't bringing shit. And we going to be at, I forget the name of this joint on, God damn it, I forget what street too. It's one of my Italian joints right there and right across from the Holiday Inn on the loop over there. But what I'm saying is we was there waiting for them niggas. And all the only thing that happened was them niggas showed up and Shantae gave the nigga the clothes. That's all that happened. Now, I don't know what the fuck this nigga talking about happened, but nothing else happened.
And
let me tell you something else. Since that nigga was a shot caller, and he was expecting some bullshit, but Shantae told him, man, I'm a pimp, nigga. I just wanted to see if you was pimping, man. And he gave the nigga the clothes. We didn't have no problems out of the Chicago motherfucking Blackstone Rangers. That nigga respected that nigga for that. So I do not know what the fuck Simple talking about, but of course, Simple heard this story. It ain't like he was standing there next to me like the stories I tell, because I was pimping for real. I stood next to niggas in every city, every state that I talk about. I'm not no internet sensation. You know, the nigga was talking about, man, you didn't really start doing shit to American Pimp. That let me know how much he know about me. Because I don't think he was born when American Pimp came out.
Yeah.
So this motherfucker don't know about me. And he told me he roast me. Come on, man. Hey, I took enough time with that motherfucker. But I'm glad you did come on, man, and you did answer that question. But to explain what I'm talking about, you were short. Is you down? It doesn't mean do you actually know what I'm talking about. But it does mean that. But what it really means is, are you going to do what it takes for what it's talking about? A motherfucker that know what you're talking about is sinful. But he ain't down because he ain't going to do it. This was about conversation. He going to be able to talk about it because he read about it. But a motherfucker like me, I will be able to talk about it because I did it and will do it again. But I ain't about that, you know. And I'm an OG, man. You know, you ain't going to say shit to me that you don't live up to. You just ain't. You ain't going to challenge my manhood, my pimping. You ain't challenging nothing that you don't live up to. So if you challenge me, be ready to live up to it. I ain't talking about be ready to fight, but if it's about roasting me, you better do it. Or at least you better try. And I'm going to show you how you can't, because I ain't got a lie. You know, I ain't got a fake. I got a real rep, a real history, a real legend, and all you guys know about it. Sinful's legend is being created now. as we talk, because he's only been alive. He's only been alive 10 years. Come on, man. How can that nigga be a legend? He's the legendary sucker. Okay, I'm sorry, you guys. I don't mean to get into this shit. Hey, I'm gonna put you back in, bro. All right.
Life for sure, man.
Hey, so the first question is, are you there? Address the, you know, we do. The next question is, are you a quality catch? Otherwise, do you bring shit to the table? Or are you just trying to live off the bench? What are you doing? What are you doing? Oh, this one ain't going to get nobody. Now, motherfucker, going to press one on this one. Because you know why? Ain't none of y'all doing shit. See, all this shit is what we're going to be talking about in the group. All this shit I'm going to be so deep into. These motherfuckers in the group is going to be so laced. They going to motherfucking be monsters. I don't really want to create alpha men or help create alpha men or however to say that. I want to help create monsters because I am a fucking monster. There is no motherfucking way some bitch can say something to me that's going to have me fucked up where I got to goddamn leave away. Like, this just nigga. Let me let him talk. Come on. This, are you that simple nigga? Listen, come on. Come on, man. I got you. Are you on or not?
You hear me?
I barely can hear you. Come on. See?
Yo, you hear me?
You know? What?
You hear me?
Man, you playing, man. I'm get rid of you. I ain't trying to play, man. You know, if you want to say something, you can say it. I don't care if you say something negative about me. I don't care. What I'm saying is, don't be fucking with the show. If you want to say something, say it, motherfucker. I'm going to put you back on. What's up, man? You got something to say?
Hello?
Yeah, do you have something to say?
Oh, no, it's the last caller. Hey, you must have put me out. You must have put me out. It's the last caller.
I'm doing what?
You must be there putting me out. You must be there putting me out of the queue or whatever you was doing.
Oh, I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry. My bad. Okay, let me get this. This Treon, ain't it?
My no, I got something to say about your motherfucking ass.
Oh, come on.
Now, you a bad motherfucker. What's up, man? It's the Dean, dog. What's good, man?
This Dean?
Yeah, it's Dean, dog. What's
this
up?
This Dean the Dean?
Yeah, man.
Nigga,
hey,
what's
man.
Happening?
All that bullshit, man. Let me tell you something, man. Anybody don't know about you, it don't matter if you see. This is the problem with motherfuckers. They want to talk about you married and all this other shit. What you being married got to do about the game that you know, the knowledge that you have, and the motherfucking pavement you've been on. That's the problem with these young motherfuckers. They try to knock you down to make themselves up. So, man, fuck that motherfucker, man.
Steve the Dean, you a motherfucker for calling, and you don't know what the fuck you did, nigga. I'ma holler at you, man. You don't know what the fuck you did. I don't give a fuck
okay.
What you said. Hey, I don't give a fuck what you said, because I know you ain't gonna do nothing but spit the truth when you spit. So, shit, them young. Hey, listen to this, Steve the Dean. Here's a motherfucker, 33 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Saying he's wise. Now, what do you think is an ingredient that it takes for you to even claim wisdom?
Well, I think age with age comes wisdom, man.
Stop right there. Do you guys hear the fucking first thing that came out his goddamn mouth? Age. What I'm saying is the dean probably got 10 or 12 years on that nigga, and he don't feel that he's been here long enough to really say, although he does, do got wisdom, because he has tried the shit. See, wisdom comes from trying the shit that you talk, you know, and seeing the results from what you thinking it's supposed to be. Then you know this or that. But what I'm saying is if you a young motherfucker, 33, only been in the game 10 years. Listen, Dean. This nigga only been in the game half as long as I've been retired.
They went behind. These motherfuckers think they know it all. They think they doing something different than what's out there. And what he got to understand is you've been hitting this pavement way before he was swimming in his daddy's nuts. That's what he don't understand. But yeah, he wanted to sit there and try to charge you and disrespect you when you the top of the game, you on top of the hill. But yeah, he wanted to sit there and think he running shit in his little ass apartment and shit.
Hey, what he running is whatever he getting out of YouTube. I think he living off YouTube. I don't know, but what I'm saying is I ain't see the dean. And that shit we worked on a long time ago, I'm going to cut you into it because I didn't develop it, nigga. Me and you got some shit to talk about because I feel funny. But we can't talk now. I'm going to call you, all right, man?
Yeah, all right. Well, I won't hold your show. Hey, happy belated birthday. I wish it was her birthday and shit. But, yeah,
you
man.
You sent
hey,
me something, man. But, man, you know, hey, Dean, you know my woman back, right?
Oh, fuck. We got to talk.
Dean.
Yeah.
Dean, the bitch been back three months, brought everything with her motherfucking ass, and believe me, it's like it's supposed to be.
But see, that's the thing about it. It don't matter if you married or not, as long as it's the way it's supposed to be, that all that matters, man. And that's what these young motherfuckers don't understand. But, you know, do your thing, man. Holler back. Hey, man, like I say, happy belated and shit. Just holler at me tonight, big dog, okay?
Nigga, I love you, man. Be cool.
Much love. Peace out, fam.
See, and that right there goes to show you how them motherfuckers lying on me. Because they included Steve the Dean. They said I fell out. I crossed Steve the Dean. I crossed Trey Lavish. If I crossed that nigga, would he call and say the shit he just said? See, so what I'm saying is I don't have to fake. My shit is taken care of because I'm true to the motherfucking game, and the game going to be true to me. The shit I asked you about, are you a quality catch? Now, I ain't getting no motherfucking, you know, fucking press one. Somebody going to have to press one because I want to keep kicking it, but I'm not talking to myself. I want to talk to people. And if you don't fuck with me, I'm closing out. Fuck that shit. There we go. That's what I'm talking about. I got 443, and then I got 313. All y'all stay on. What's up, 443?
What's good, Rosebud? Yeah, I'm a quality catch.
Okay, man. What makes you say that? Stop. Don't say nothing. Let me ask you this first. What's your definition of a quality catch?
Quality catch. Better than the average, and that is more useful than it is detrimental.
Okay, but are you in law school right now?
I'm not, no.
Well, why did you give that lawyer's answer? Because you didn't say shit.
I would have been searching for words to try to say it any other way than that.
See, what I'm trying to get you to understand, bro, is you can't answer that question unless you know the answer to that question. What is a quality catch? Because, yeah, you're a quality catch, because I'm not going to say I'm a knucklehead. I'm not going to say that I sit on the motherfucking bed all day and watch TV. I'm not going to say all that. Yeah, I'm a quality catch. Or you can say, stay on the line, caller, 313.
Mm-hmm.
313, what's up? What's up, man? 313, are you there? Okay, fuck him. Hey, check this out, caller. 443. See, are you a quality catch? 202, I see. I'm going to get you in a minute. Are you a quality catch? Wait a minute. Let me get 202 now because I don't want to get nothing away. What's going on, 202?
Yeah, I'm a quality catch.
What makes you say that, bro?
Because I have my life together. I got my everything turned up good.
You fade now. You say you got your life together. You got what?
Yeah, I got my life together. That's what makes me a quality catch.
Okay, listen to me, 202. Stay on the line. 443, stay on the line. 202, you gave me a half-ass answer. You didn't really give me an answer. But stay on the line. I want to kick it with you. 313, what's up?
I'm here.
I know you're here, so what's up?
Sorry, this is 202.
You're supposed to be telling me what a quality man. Are you a quality catch?
No, Rose, but this is 202. You are asking for 313?
This is 313 that I'm talking to. 202, I know you're still on there, but hold on, because someone else is on right now. There's three of you on right now, and all of you can hear me as if I'm talking to you, but I'm talking to 313. 313, are you there? No. Fuck him. Next time I see him, I ain't going to even answer. 404, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay.
Are you a quality catch?
Yeah, I'm a quality catch. And the reason I say I'm a quality catch is I feel like I have value in myself. I can see the value in myself, and I think that's the main thing to be a quality catch. You got to value yourself like a motherfucker for anybody else to see that quality in you.
All right, hold on. Stay on. You're going to be able to hear me as if I'm talking to you because I got you on the line. 832.
Okay,
are you a quality catch?
It's Drew Bone. Hell yeah, I'm a quality catch because can't no other nigga measure up against me.
Okay, let's hold all that. All you guys had sucker answers. All of you. Every one of you had sucker answers. So the bitch asked me, are you a quality catch? Well, baby, shit, I ain't sure, but I'm talking about every day I'm either writing, I'm doing something. As far as that go, if I'm not doing that, I'm building something. If I ain't building nothing, I'm out taking care of some business as far as whatever I explain I'm doing. And then if I'm not doing that, what I'm saying is quality catch means you are not a bum. You have things about yourself that you believe are important. When you believe these things that you're doing make you, if that's the case, not waste your time. You're doing whatever these things are. I don't care if it's rebuilding a roadster, whatever. I don't care what it is. But you got a quality catch is a motherfucker that knows that he does things. He's able to do things. Now, each one of you, I'm going to ask you something. And I don't want you to trap yourself. But I'm going to ask you this. First, I'm going to ask 443, are you a quality catch?
Yes, I'm a quality catch.
Now, if I was a bitch, think about it, bro. Because I gave you action. If I was a bro, and she said, dang, you know, are you a quality catch? And you said, yes, I'm a quality catch. Do you think you would have caught that bro?
Nah, I would not.
Why not?
Because she'd want me to elaborate and paint a picture.
Because you didn't elaborate. You didn't tell her shit. So what does that mean, bro?
That I ain't have shit to say.
No, that means you not a quality catch. Quit lying to yourself. This is what I'm talking about. You ain't no fucking quality catch. Just because you know what the word quality means, you just going to say you that, yet and still right now you can see what you did that shows you not a quality catch? Come on, man. You think bitches don't see that shit?
I think they do.
So what happened with me and you just now?
You gave me some knowledge. You told me that what I did wasn't good enough. And
hey,
maybe I
bro,
might not be one.
Bro. That's all that's necessary. Understand. I'm lacing you, man. I'm not attacking you. I'm lacing you. I got to hear the truth in what you do so we can get to the point. And the point is you not a quality motherfucker unless you start identifying to yourself what is quality about you. All right?
All right, yeah.
All right. Now, 202. I know you heard me talking, but I'm slick. I got something for each one of you motherfuckers that's waiting. So are you a quality catch? Even though you've been privy to all this prior information about what makes a quality mother catch, or are you a quality catch? Because everybody else didn't get what you got. you actually got a motherfucker. So you heard shit before you have to answer. So are you a quality catch 202? 202, are you there? Okay, he's a chunk. Oh, fuck. I'm sorry, man. That was my fault. 202, that was my fault. I had you off. Are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me now?
I'm sorry, man. Okay, are you a quality catch?
From what you just placed me and the other guy, I'd say I'm getting there. I'm learning how – I'm teaching myself actually to do stuff, like learn how to play the guitar. And
hey, I hear that accent. Hey, listen. I hear that accent.
Right.
And I'm not against it or not. Don't get the wrong idea. But I hear it. And what I want to tell you is what I tell my guy that's in Japan. I talk to him all the time. Hey, man, you can't be comfortable with using words that you don't really know. Otherwise, if you're getting there, you got to get there interpreting what you do through your actual language. You can't try to really understand it through English. Why? Because English words, one word in English can mean 13 different things, where one word in the average language means what that one word means. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is if you listen and you think in English, you'll be thinking, hey, I'm getting there. And you'll think because you think getting there is okay, you'll think that's cool. But when you say thinking in English, hey, I'm getting there, you're supposed to always say to yourself that getting there ain't shit. I'm going to get left behind because that's what getting there, the way you're using it, means. But getting there could mean I almost got the right answer. Getting there could mean that I'm almost finished cooking. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm with you.
So make sure you make what you're doing in English add up to what it should translate to in your language. That way you know that you're actually doing what you want to do. You know what I mean?
Right.
Don't sound like you know what I mean, bro.
I do hear you. I'm just trying to internalize and kind of put it in perspective for myself.
All I'm doing, because I deal with a lot of people from other countries, and I tell them all the same thing. If you deal in English, you got to understand English is a trap. Because English words mean just different things. How many ways can you say up in your native tongue?
About 4 ways.
Okay, there's more than one then.
Yes.
Of course. That's my point. So as long as you understand that, bro, as long as you understand it. You got another question?
No. I'll just teach you later on.
All right, bro. You hit me later on. Now, 832, Drew Bone, are you a motherfucking quality cat?
Oh, man, yeah, man. And actually, you know, being that you was being abroad, my answer would have been, oh, baby, you know, it's crazy you ask that kind of question right now, because usually, you know, it take a regular woman to take that long to realize when she see quality, but I'm glad you saw it a little bit faster, so you ain't as regular as I thought you was.
Whatever you would say with that weak-ass bullshit, whatever you would say is what you would say. But what I'm saying is you did not answer, was you a quality person? You did say yeah, and you start saying what the hell you would say to the bitch. I didn't ask you what the fuck you would say to that bitch. I asked you was you quality.
I told
and
you.
Your answer should include yes or no, and if it's yes, your quality should be in there.
And that's what I gave you. But you shot it down.
No, you didn't. You just told me what you would say to her, Drew Bone. You didn't give me
no
fucking qualities.
No, you said in the beginning, if you was abroad and asked me, was I a quality catch? I told you, yeah. And I said, being that if you was abroad, I probably would say something like this.
Right, but Drew Bone, all you doing is saying what you would say, which is weak as fuck, but you're still not answering the question. So, of course, you did say what you thought you were saying or you intended to say, but that wasn't an answer to the question because you didn't include shit that made you qualify. You didn't include shit. What did you include, Drew Bone?
I included what I was saying.
Right now, nigga. Hey, nigga, listen. Right now, I'm going to ask you, are you a quality catch?
Baby, if you got to ask me a question like that, then you don't know quality when you see it. You confused about quality.
Hey, Drew Bone. This is why you got to have my shit. You weak as fuck.
Oh, come
even
on.
Though you've
come
been
on
the phone with me. Listen, I'm telling you, listen. Even though you've been on the phone with me, even though you heard all three of those motherfuckers before you, even though you heard what all my responses to those motherfuckers, you still couldn't answer the question. Why? Because it ain't shit about you that makes you qualify. Because if it was, you would have mentioned it. You would have said, I'm doing this, baby. I'm this kind of guy. I'm that, you know, woo-woo about me. You wouldn't have said that shit you said. That shit you
Man.
Said was avoiding the question. Hey, believe what you want to. I ain't trying to hear it. Let me put you back in. 404, what's up?
Hey, this is me, man. I was one of the guys that answered that quality cast, but my phone cut off.
I know who you are, but you pushed one again. Do you have another question?
Well, nah, because you was straightening out everybody out on their answers, so I wanted to see what you was going to say was wrong with mine, but I didn't have a chance to hear your response to mine.
Okay, 404, I forgot what you said. What did you say your answer was?
I said I feel like I'm a quality cash because I see value. I know I have value in myself. I can see the value in myself. And in order for a person to see the quality, they got to, you know, you got to have value yourself first. But you said that was weakest.
Okay,
so
Stop right there. Stop. Now, let's say a broad asked you about your quality. Are you a quality catch? And you answered her with that shit you just told me. Do you think that was an answer to her or would that answer her question? Bro, no. You wouldn't have did nothing but talk. You didn't answer shit. What's quality about you?
Oh, what's quality about me is basically that I'm
no,
not lazy.
No, I ain't asking
I'm,
you.
I'm,
no.
Oh.
I'm not asking you what's quality about you. I'm saying the bitch asked you, was you a quality catch? Which means your answer should include what's quality about you. And you didn't.
Okay.
So you didn't answer the question. Now all these other motherfuckers gonna be able to answer, goddammit. I know Sean gonna answer. Come on, man.
So the correct answer would be, yes, I'm a quality cat, and I would tell her that one of my strongest qualities is my determination and my focus. So that means that anything that I want, I don't stop until I get it. And if you're around me, then most likely you're gonna improve your life because you're gonna do what I do, which is stay focused and stay determined. We're gonna get what we're looking for.
Stop. 404. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Did you hear the difference in that answer and your answer?
Oh yeah, definitely.
What was the difference?
He first answered the question with yes, I am, and then he went without hesitation, went straight into, you know, his reasoning behind what makes him what he is.
Why do you think he did that? Like that?
Well, because he, you know, I think he's been, you know, I know Sean, he's been listening for a while. He you know, did a lot of studying.
No, well, yes, he has been listening for a while. But he's confident.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
He's confident, bro. He's confident within himself. So he's not scared when a bitch asks him something that make him have to talk about himself. He invites that because he know that's getting that bitch to open up to him because he got a spill for her ass. Hey, even if it's really just a spill, this motherfucker know what to do. And what I'm saying is what all of you should be getting from this is answer the bitch's question. Answer it with your reasoning in right in her face. That's dope.
Yo,
God, that was dope. You got something else, man?
Yeah.
I know you do,
yeah,
man. Come on.
I wanted to ask 404. You got the call? 404, you still in there?
Wait a minute, man. For some reason, there you go. Okay.
Go ahead.
404.
Yeah, what's up?
I was asking, do you have the course?
Nah, don't have it.
Okay.
Let me ask you this, 404. Why don't you have it?
Right now, to be honest with you, man, I'm doing a lot of listening right now. I mean, even though I'm working, things ain't where they need to be doing that right this second.
Okay, that's good enough. Sharon, you got the course?
Yes,
Sean,
sir.
You got the course?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All I'm saying, wait. All right, go ahead, Sean, you motherfucker.
No, I was going to ask, do you think college is important?
Do I think who?
College. Do you think college is important?
Yeah, man. It took me a while to realize how important it is, but I'm back in there now. Financial aid, baby.
Okay, now, when you go to college, you learn shit that you're just not going to learn on the street. His course, since he's a teaching motherfucker, his course is like a college course. So before I purchase the course, I would get pussy. Maybe a female might think I'm handsome, or maybe I might not say enough stupid shit to turn her off, and she might give me some pussy by mistake or whatever. But once I got the course, it turned me into a whole nother monster. So...
Right.
You know, if you can find a way to get some financial aid, to get the course, whether it be a bitch or whatever it is, you know, it's worth it. So that's all I got.
Appreciate it, bro. I appreciate it. I got to check out.
Hey,
man.
Y'all, all right, for sure. Hey, Sean, you a motherfucker. That's why you in the group, nigga. Hey, 424, what's up?
Hey, yo, Rosebud. Hello?
Yeah, what's happening?
Hey, Sinfo is roasting you. He's ethering you right now on the live. He's fucking
no,
using
he's not.
Your ass.
Hey.
He's ethering
no,
you
he's
right
not.
Now.
Sinfo is saying what he's saying, but he ain't roasting me because he's telling everybody what they already know. Bro, you ain't listening. Bro, you ain't listening. He is definitely doing what you're saying, broadcasting, but he ain't roasting me because all he doing is telling them what they already know. Everybody know my name, John Dixon. Everybody know I'm married. Everybody know that I ain't motherfucking pimped and I don't know how goddamn long. Everybody know I have no desire to be a motherfucking pimp. Okay, he is.
He's ethering you. He's roasting you.
Good, man. Good. I'm so glad you.
He's going to end your career.
Good. Good. End my career. How can he do that? How can he do that, man?
Because he should have ruined all your credibility because he got dirt on you, okay?
He got dirt. Why he didn't come on when I was
to the show?
Hey, caller. Why he didn't come on when I was inviting him on with all them damn goddamn videos? He's seen them. I know he's seen them.
I've got to answer
it.
He's a master chess player, and he's not going to
be Hey, are you done, bro?
I'm just letting you know, okay? We could put me
all
back.
Right, hey, I'm so happy. Hey, brother.
I'm going to continue.
Hey, bro. I'm so happy you let me know, man. I'm happy. Thank you.
You just woke
I
up
appreciate
to sleeping giant and sinful. You woke up to sleeping giant and sinful.
Sinful is gay. And if you want to keep following that motherfucker, go ahead. That's on you,
that's
you gay
girl,
ass motherfucker.
Little girl shit, you.
313, what's up with you? 313, are you there? Oh, that's that motherfucker that ain't answering. Nah. I'm getting a lot of motherfuckers. This mic. 985, are you there?
Oh, man, you crazy than the motherfucker, bud, man.
Come on, man, what's up?
Look, man, it's E from New Orleans, man. I just had to call in, you feel me, and just tell you, bro, you the realest motherfucker ever, you heard me? Like, that motherfucker's sinful, bro. That's the kind of people he produced, gay-ass motherfuckers like that, bro. But you got to be the only motherfucker
that I know
of.
Gay as fuck, man.
Man, come on. That nigga weak as fuck, man. Weaker than a bitch, you heard me? But you producing real men out here, you feel what I'm saying, bro? And nobody out here doing shit like that, you feel what I'm saying? Like, you the realest motherfucker ever, bro. I hold you up there. Well, motherfuckers like Malcolm X, and I ain't even bullshitting you, nigga. I'm gonna give you your roses while you're there, bro. On the real, and you
nigga,
look out
I appreciate
for me
that
on
fucking
some
shit.
Oh yeah, that's 100. I mean that from the heart. You heard me? You know how you looked out for me. You heard me? And I got you at the end of the month.
Yeah.
That's between me and you, and I'm just putting it out there.
No,
I ain't putting
yeah,
it out
we
there.
Cool.
I'm just saying that between me and you, right? I already knew. You feel what I'm saying? But man, that fucking course, bro. That shit. The realest thing, and I'm still on point one, you feel, 1.0, you dig? I still got to get the other two parts or whatever, but, man, but just everything you do, bro, nobody doing it like you. Nobody ain't going to be able to do it like you, and fuck that. You the realest motherfucker out there, man. Fuck that nigga Sinful. I never heard of the nigga until I heard you talking about him, but it seemed like everybody that you be co-signing end up turning on you, bro, because you just be too real for a motherfucker, you heard? Because you don't take no shit. Every nigga that you co-sign, you dare, you go get into some bullshit with it, and nigga don't be 100 like you. But fuck them niggas, though, man. I fuck with you. I give a fuck about the next nigga on the real.
Hey, you know what, man? I appreciate that. And that sentiment a lot of motherfuckers have because I didn't help people, man. I'm going to put you back in. But I ain't no nigga. I'm about the money. But I ain't just about no money, man. If you say some shit to me that I believe and you need some help, I'll give you all my shit. I ain't tripping like that. That's not my trip. My trip is to help motherfuckers stop being soft. That's my trip. I want to help everybody. 707, what's up with you? My hometown, Solano
Yo, what's
County.
Up?
What's happening?
What's up, bro? How's it going, bro?
Who is this?
How's it going, bro?
Hey, I'm good. Who is this?
Oh, no, I was just calling in, bro. I just watched that Sinful video right now. I was just, I just had a question for you, OG. I was wondering, like, once you got out of the game, you know, you decided to, because I had no idea before the video, but, like, why would you decide to work, like, a square job once you got out of the game, you know, to maybe start your own business or kind of being your own type of boss, you know what I mean?
okay, you asked me a question. Why would I go have a square job? because I needed a job to take care of my motherfucking daughter. I wasn't in the street. I didn't want to be a drug dealer. I should have stayed a pimp if I wanted to do that shit. But did Sinful tell you that that was only a mere few years of my life because I have been doing what I'm doing? And let me tell you something, caller. I mean, it's cool that you watch Sinful's video, but did you learn anything about me from that video that make you not think that I was the nigga that he talking about? Otherwise, did you find out that I didn't travel and pimp like a motherfucker? Did you find out that I didn't have hoes like I said? Did you find out anything like that?
No, that's true. No, what you're saying is
Hold up, bro. Wait a minute. I got something I want to ask you. You didn't find out anything like that, right?
Well, I'd have to go back and really watch the video because I was kind of just perusing through it. You know, I didn't really catch the whole thing. But
bro, you either did or you didn't. If you didn't see anything or learn anything about me, you didn't. If you did, you did. What I'm saying is, did you learn anything? Did you watch the video that I said about that nigga and what he does? Did you know that motherfucker been fucking with a bitch for a whole year and only got $25,000 from it? You get $25,000 in a month from a bitch. 2 months maximum if she a turtle bitch. So what I'm saying is, did you know that that motherfucker been claiming to be a big pimp because he been fucking with a bitch for a year that only gave him $25,000? Did you know that?
I had seen something about that in the comments, but like I said...
Let me ask you this. Did you know that that motherfucker was in that... it's a group called Cafe something, and he was in it, and he was talking some kind of goddamn shit, and them niggas started roasting him, and he damn near, he was almost like in tears. You could tell from his hand, wait a minute, you guys aren't listening. You know, no one want to hear some shit a motherfucker read. You do, obviously. You want to hear about what that nigga read? What can that motherfucker tell you he did? Come on, man, open your goddamn mouth. What can he tell you about what he did?
No, well, you know, I was just like calling.
Caller, can you answer the question or not? Will you answer the question or not? What did that nigga tell you about that he did?
Well, like I said, but I ain't taking no sides, bro. I was just curious to know, like, why.
This is not about taking sides. This is about answering questions. Okay, man, I see you can't stand it. Hey, keep listening to Sinful, bro. You keep listening to Sinful. You can't fuck with me. 313, I see your motherfucking ass again. If you don't open your goddamn mouth, I ain't fucking with you. What? Punk ass motherfucker. 917, oh, that's Sean again. What's up, Sean?
Yo, I just want to put this in proper perspective and put a close to the Sinful shit. Everybody listening, if you was selling, if you was hustling and selling drugs, whatever, and you was a kingpin and you said, yo, I'm going to leave this shit alone and do something else, then you could get a job, you could do whatever you choose to do. You could marry whoever the fuck you want to marry. It don't matter what nobody say. You said you was going to leave this shit alone. You live the life you want to live. Like, there's nothing else to be said about it. That's it.
Sean, that's why I fucks with you, man, because you see shit. I could have said that if I would have thought of it. And if I would have thought of it, nigga, I would have said that. Because, I'm sorry, I cut you off. Go ahead, man.
These niggas is getting all confused and tripped up because it was one street lifestyle and another. The man said he didn't want to fuck with it. Since he's in control of his life, if he don't want to fuck with it, he don't want to fuck with it. He's going to go do something new, and he's doing something new.
Hey, I'm going to put you back in. Hey, you guys, see, this is this is what you don't understand about Rosebud. See, just think about it. If I did need YouTube or whatever, don't you think I'd be kissing these motherfuckers' ass trying to get them to fuck with me and watch my YouTubes? If I did need some motherfucker like Sinful to say that I was worth whatever, do you think I would be a motherfucker that attack you? What I'm saying is fuck that nigga, because that nigga is a fraud. And you can see he a fraud, especially if you seen that video he doing, because all he doing is telling you shit that you already know. You already fucking know this shit. There's nothing new. I'm married. I ain't in the game. I'm old. So fucking what? But it's one thing that nigga can't do. And let's go head up with me. Because he just won't do it. And if he will, I'm glad to engage him, but he won't do it. Okay. 424. Come on back. What's up, man? I'm sure you got something to say. Come on, 424. What are you afraid to talk now?
Hello.
That's one of them sips. There you go. All right. There you go, bro. What's up?
Like I said, Sample the P is a giant keeper.
Yeah, like you said, you quiet, like scary said, talking bastard. You a punk. Sample a punk. And, hey, he sure is roasting me. But now, you see how you got to be coaxed to talk? Because you saw. You a weak nigga. You a motherfucker that got to talk. You won't talk unless you like, sure, ain't nobody listening. Now, let me show you what I'll do to your punk ass. See, I'll do that to you. Now, either you going to get off the motherfucking phone, or you got to hear me tell you how big of a punk you are, and nobody can hear you talk. Because I took you off, you motherfucking faggot-ass nigga. You know, Sean, I see you back. Sean, leave that nigga alone. Let him do what he doing, Sean. Come on.
Yo, I'm going to tell y'all how weird this nigga's listeners are. That's that I shop a lot guy. So he listens to every show and he waits for an opportunity to call in and say his 2 cents. That's the type of people that coach on Simple.
Hey, you guys. I get motherfuckers like Sean to co-sign my shit. Even Drew Ball, even that motherfucker that I wasn't listening to, I was telling, he co-signed my shit. Because my shit real. My shit ain't fake or nothing. I ain't trying to prove it no more. I don't give a fuck. Sean, I'm putting you back in. I don't give a fuck which one of you motherfuckers believe in my shit. Because I have had it proven to me that it's not fake. It's exactly what I say. You know, them questions I ask you guys, and this is the last one. Do any of you motherfuckers know what to do with a bitch after you fuck her? No, I know you don't. So y'all ain't got to answer that goddamn question. So, me, I'm a man 24/7, 365, 366 on leap year. I do what I want to do 24/7, 365, 366 on leap year. And these are really important questions that you want to have the answers to. If you don't have the answers to them, you're going to find yourself starting over a lot of times looking for that right woman. Can we agree that I know shit you don't know? Can we also agree that I have a perspective on life that you want to acquire? Well, check this out. There is no right one for you if you don't do right by your goddamn self. If you underplay your own personal desires, how could you have a woman? How could you have a woman if you don't address your true desires? See, there's so many people on here with all these damn questions. I mean, it seems like I answered them all, so don't get me wrong. There's not people that I'm not answering. But these motherfuckers are on here because they have these questions. So you got personal desires to be a stronger player in the game of life. But if you won't take the simple steps that nigga that called in, Steve the Dean, and I, we try to give you the steps. We try to do what's necessary to get you on the path. Steve the Dean is the only motherfucker I would support as far as a self-help type motherfucker. Because Steve the Dean don't claim to be no pimp. Steve the Dean don't claim shit for what he really is. And he's alpha. He's alpha. If you fucking develop a strong perspective on the game of life or a perspective of life in general, at the same time, you're going to be developing a personality to match it. It's you motherfuckers that don't have no perspective, that don't have no personality. That's why you can't have a bitch. That's why when you get a bitch and she be with you a day or two, you so fucking boring to that bitch. See, check this out. You gotta have personal desires to be a stronger player. You just do. It's essential that you develop this perspective so that the inner you can come out through how you see the world. If you don't do this, that inner you is just going to be subdued. All I want you to understand is I know that you have respect for what I've done in the game and for what I'm actually doing for you motherfuckers now. I know you have respect for it. There's no precise definition of what we're doing because we're talking about the ways of alpha men. It can't be categorized as how to be an alpha man. Fuck that. You should know things don't always happen by the book in the life of an alpha man. I mean, the book is the book. He knows the book, but he ain't trapped by the book because his being alpha, he takes it in stride, whatever the book is talking about, even when it goes against what he's thinking. Everything that we talk about is going to be filtered through your actual experiences. That's why the guys in my group, they're going to be able to filter shit through things they have not experienced, but they know about them. And it's going to serve the same purpose. The shit that you filter through your experiences, and when you do learn it, you got to be careful not to pigeonhole yourself by requiring definitions. If you want to benefit from my podcast, you should leave definitions alone so you can be productive. Max, players, hustlers, all this shit. You know, they're counterproductive when it comes to understanding who you are. Excuse me. When you let someone lead you with potential information, you become a mark. I never hear any of you motherfuckers asking what that word means, mark, or how can you stop being a mark. See, you don't ask about what the word mark means because you can tell what it means by the way I use it. But as far as knowing the definition, it would help you, but it wouldn't stop you being a mark. So you let a person who knows nothing about the life that you want to live tell you about these fucking definitions, and you bought into the idea that you can do this shit without going outside your house. Sinful stays in his house. He rents a limousine because he got a couple of dollars, I guess, and rides down the track. That don't mean he fuck with the streets. You guys are suckers listening to that punk. This guy or people like him must have been some goddamn great salesmen, or they could be some great salesmen. How else could they get you to believe in such a thing as a pickup artist or such a thing as talking to a bitch after you didn't pimp her motherfucking ass. The only way you'd be able to do that is if she wanted to get pimped again. And real bitches, I'm talking about, you know, to get older and shit, they don't want to get pimped twice. They be with a nigga like me 15 years and got pimped like a motherfucker. They do not want to get pimped again. They going to fuck with some motherfucker that's going to, you know, fuck with them for whatever. But they sure ain't going to pimp them. It's ridiculous to think you can learn the definition of a word and decide that you is this definition without ever going into the realm of where this definition takes place. This is what sinful does. He fucking tells you all this shit and he never has done it. At least I've done it. 310, oh, I see you, goddammit. I didn't see you, but I see you now. What's up, man? 310, you got a question?
Hello?
Okay, obviously. Okay, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Hold on, bro. I'm coming back. You there?
All right, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't know. I was listening to the show. Yeah, man, a lot of these squares, man, you know, they listen to what he be saying and stuff. You know, everybody cheerleading, trying to choose a side or whatnot. The only person that should be trying to choose a side is the bitch. You know what I'm saying? But
well,
keep doing
true.
Your thing. Keep doing your thing. And, you know, you got a lot of wisdom, a lot of knowledge. And, you know, I love soaking it in. And, you know, he do what he do. And, you know, if y'all work it out, y'all work it out. But, you know what it is. I know what it is. And everybody else know. But it's kind of crazy.
Hey, that's all that matters, man. That sentence, you,
right, right.
That you know what it is. That's all that really matters. You know what it is.
Yeah, and it's kind of surprising to hear how all these squares is tuning in to, you know, you could kind of tell what type of person he is just from his followers. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, if you look at the comments that his followers make, they are all just saying that I'm saying something negative about somebody they idolize. They ain't saying shit about game. They ain't saying shit about the dangers that lurks for motherfuckers that listen to people that talk that kind of shit. Hey, if you a motherfucker in the streets and you walk up to a motherfucker and start talking about you know so-and-so and you know so-and-so and you using them to cut you in, them niggas liable to kill you. Because if you can't cut in to a set on the strength of you, but then once you didn't cut in, they certainly gonna quiz you. And when they start quizzing you, that's when you mention whatever you need to mention. But this nigga was talking about cutting in like that. People like that get fucked in jail, man. I'm serious. They get fucked in their ass because they see you trying to name drop. Anytime you name drop in a penitentiary situation, you on the menu
right.
The next night. You know that
right.
Shit, man.
Right, I'm surprised.
And what
surprised,
I'm trying
you know,
to...
Go ahead. No, I'm just surprised. I mean, I heard a little bit what he said, but I had to turn that shit off just as far as, you know, like I said, name dropping and, you know, putting other people up in a situation where it's supposed to be between, you know, you two. You know what I mean?
Well, bruh, I don't know you, and I haven't
right.
really seen your number before. But it sounds like you got a little game, man. And if you do, stay with the shit. Just always remember the real shit. There is a such thing as real shit. And that's all you fuck with, the real shit. And if you be like that, you're going to be all right, bro. I mean, even though you were saying something cool for me, I like what you were saying because it sounds like you scienced on it. And you came up with a decision, which is dope. Hey, we got 60 seconds. I'm going to put you back in, bro.
Yes. Yes,
we got 60 seconds. This 313, motherfucker. Come on, man. Are you going to ask a question now or what? You keep pressing one, and you don't fucking ask. Oh, you listen to Sinful, don't you? You know what? I'm Xing you out the whole thing. Now, pump, you out. Check this out, you guys. It's 10 seconds. I'm going to go a few minutes over time, but not many. What I'm saying is my MP3s that I got, they're going to answer so many fucking questions you have. They're going to put you in an arena Actually, they're going to put you in the arena that you have to be in if you're trying to catch. You can't catch a bitch if you don't really enter the arena to catch her in. And check I'm sure you guys want to know this, so fuck it. Not one of you out there really would be a Mac if you really knew what a Mac was. See, a Mac is a person who truly is not afraid of women. He can hold a conversation with two, three, four, doesn't matter how many women at the same time, and be getting at damn near all of them without them realizing it. This is how Macs work. That's why it's a such thing as a Mac. Do any one of you motherfuckers believe you have that much nerve to be talking to four or five motherfucking bitches at the same time? Can any one of you motherfuckers see yourself being sharp enough to entertain multiple women at the same time and be willing to risk being seen in public with one by the other? No, you're not. This is why you got to listen to me. You don't have to idolize me. I'm not asking that. I just want you to accept that I'm telling you the truth. And if you do, and you utilize what I'm telling you the truth about, the results that I'm claiming you should see. And for the record, I ain't really tripping with Sinful no more. He already showed me he wasn't up to my level. So I'm not going to trip with him. I'm not going to, you know, respond to him. He take his time to respond to me. Ain't that a bitch? Fuck with me. Thursday night, 6 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. Down and dirty. Get at me.